have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to Conscious by Nature, where we talk about it because we live it and we understand it because we've been there before.
We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden.
It's your boy D. Lamar, the scholar. You know what it is. Conscious by Nature.
What's good? It's your boy, the genius. This is Conscious by Nature, man.
So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against the common enemy.
Catch us every week. We dropping raw, real conversations for the people,
man. Black love, black culture, always conscious.
100 years ago, they used to put on a white sheet and use a bloodhound against Negroes. Today, they have taken off the white sheet and put on police uniforms.
Money Mac, the pretty boys champ here with the scholar D. Lamar and the genius Tyson Area 51 Porter. Three kings. Conscious by Nature, man. Check us out. YouTube, Spotify, 8 o'clock, Friday nights, man. Don't miss, man. For the culture. One love. We out. Stay conscious. What's happening? You know what it is. It's Friday. Welcome to Conscious by Nature, where we talk about it because we live it and we understand it because we've been there before. The host, the Money Mac, the pretty boys champ. To my left, the scholar, D. Lamar.
Peace, peace, peace.
Crown time. Down time. The genius, Tyson Area 51 Porter.
What's good?
What's up, y'all, man? It's a good show last night. Good show. I mean,
yeah.
I'm enjoying this, man. Y'all can't see it, man, but we, you know, we getting better. We got lights. We got new cameras. We just growing and building. It feels good.
Definitely.
That's what life is. Growing every day.
Yes. If you ain't growing, you ain't doing nothing.
You're just wasting time.
That's it. That means you're on your way closer to death.
We all on our way closer to death.
But you?
I would just like to accomplish some shit before I get there.
No doubt about it. Do some things, learn some things. Yeah. No
doubt. All right, go ahead, keep the mic. What we got today, man?
You know, we're going to start off with some political news.
Political.
You know, we hit this every now and again because politics controls our lives. Hate to say it. So $15 minimum wage, it's on the floor. It passed in the House. Democrats passed it in the House. Now it's on to the Senate, right? I don't know what you affiliate yourself with, Republican or Democrat. We got a large sect of Democrats who are on board with $15 minimum wage. We don't have any Republicans around with that. I think that most people would want minimum wage to go up. What you think?
I mean, who don't want a pay raise? Like, this is ridiculous. And the fact that minimum wage is not $15 in 2021 is just stupid. Like, you know, like, the cost of living is so high. And then let's just say we're coming out of this pandemic right now. You know how the price of everything is about to skyrocket?
Yeah, man. The demand. So, you know, companies taking advantage of people. Minimum wage is $7.25.
Oh, my God. So you doubling it.
And it's been that way since 2009.
And come on, and you, bro. And you talking about 2009, it should have been at least $10.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
How can you live off that?
You can't. You got
to
work
next to impossible.
Three minimum wage jobs.
Dude.
Man, come on.
So $7.25. For a full year, and we're talking about you don't miss no days of work, 40 hours a day, 40 hours a week. That's 15 G's. That's 15 G's, flat. Can't live on that, man. So, I'm going to ask you.
Wait, that's not even minimum wage.
Dude.
Like, you know what? I'm not going there.
Hey, man, I'm
old,
man. I was
going to say something ignorant. You know?
I was going to ask y'all before we keep going, like, do y'all remember y'all first job? And I'm old. I'm older than some cats. But my first job, I made $2.35 an hour.
Your first job?
Back in 1995.
Sparkle?
No, I was bussing tables at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Roadhouse.
Oh,
Brown Derby.
You close. Wait a minute. It was
Ponderosa.
It was called the Ground Round.
The Ground Round. I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? They had good burgers, man. I don't think they exist no more. The burgers were good. But I was a tip wage worker, okay? Even today, average tip wage worker minimum salary is $3.20.
That's crazy, man.
And
that's
live
too
off
low.
Tips.
That's too low. So, I mean, I guess that's how the game work and the hustle game work. And that's how the rich stay richer when you open these businesses and they just keep eating off the franchise tag.
Respect the tip workers. Respect all workers, man. What was your first job?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, first official job, I was working at Kroger's, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, bagging, getting the carts.
What was that check looking like? What was that?
That check
wage?
Was ass. What you talking
what
about?
What was that wage? Five.
Man, I think it might have been like five something. You know, now at that time, that's big money because I ain't never had no money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, looking back on it, that was nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. But yeah, I was out there bagging groceries. You know what I'm saying? Getting the carts in the rain and shit. You know, it was solid work.
Yeah. Hey, what about you?
I think it was KB Toys. Okay. I worked in the mall. So
good job.
Yeah, that was nice, clean, you know. Yay. Wore the khakis and the Jordans to work. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Button up in a polo and a tucked in.
In the mall already? Boy, I wish I had.
Like, I'm not built for hard labor.
The pretty boy champ, ladies and gentlemen. The pretty boy champ.
I don't think none of us.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. You know, I don't mind working hard though.
Right.
But I ain't built for backbreaking labor. Man. You know what I'm saying? I want to get off work and go to the gym and listen to music and have fun and pick up weight that I want to.
No doubt.
I don't want to like pick up this tire that's 30 pounds and move this and do 150 of these in an hour or you meet your quota.
So we're talking about minimum wage, right? And, you know, I asked these gentlemen about old jobs, and I've had a lot of jobs. I've had those backbreaking jobs, too.
Me, too.
For somebody who's young, like you say, your first job, you're going to take what you can get. But we're talking about working class adults making less than a living wage. When you're young and you can live with your parents, that's a thing.
That's cool.
But you can't pay your rent, your mortgage, take care of your kids. People are suffering. There's only the wealthy and there's those who are in poverty. There's no middle class anymore.
Because this is the thing right now. They keep you broke and they keep you dependent on them. So, like, they want the minimum wage super low.
Yep.
So you can't take care of yourself. So you got to need them for stamps and you got to need them for public assistance. And then they are so needed, apparently, because you're incapable of taking care of yourself. But no one is capable of taking care of themselves on 15 G's a year.
Man.
So if you double that, gave them 32 G's a year, now you're talking about maybe a capable person able to take care of themselves and limited public assistance right now. Because if you're giving somebody assistance worth $32,000, they're going to start doing good for themselves. And then you might see a bump, because if you bump the minimum wage, you can't hire people now for under $25 an hour. So now you got to bump regular workers. And now the cost of price of living and things go up. So it's like remember we had the cycle while they arrest people? You know what I'm saying? To pay the bills.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
This is the opposite of that. They keep you broke. They keep you dependent. They pay your bills so then they can limit you on what you got access to.
And I think that's one peel of the onion. You know? That's one peel of the onion.
I mean, the onion is...
It's a big onion.
Don't make me cry.
Man, that's a blooming onion.
Man. Woo.
You know, so that is definitely one facet of it. It's just also... greed, right? We got all of these companies. They know they haven't given you any more money. You making starvation wages. They continue to make more money because they got to pay you less. Their products continue to cost more. That's 2009. It was $7.25. It's 2021. Those products that have increased in price every year, whatever you're selling. But I've made no more money. It's been more and more difficult for me to survive. So to get back to the vote. So several progressive Democratic candidates have pushed this. I know Bernie Sanders is over the Economic Commission in the Senate. So they tried to push it to the floor. When we have Democratic senators who are voting with Republicans, we got Democrats. None of them want it. There's only a few that want fairness. None of them want it. They act like they do. The people want it. There's no way there's any person, if we could actually go to the polls today and vote, that you'd have even 50% of people that say, no, I don't want to make more money.
And that's a great question, because we vote for presidents. We vote for these senators. We vote for these politicians.
We should be voting on this.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, why ain't this up for our vote? Like, Right. Why do you get to decide what goes on with us? Mm. Like, you haven't done us right at all, completely. So at what point in time do we stop even asking these people to vote on stuff like this? This is a bill. This is something that people want. Right. When do we get to vote on what happens to us and stop letting 500 people who don't got our best interest in mind?
Because they're all rich.
They're all got money. So if they all got money, the key is for them to stay in power and to keep money.
Right.
Look, man, I'm about to get pissed.
Oh, no, I'm pissed right now. You know, and I mean, that's a great point. They're voting on something that is so impactful to everyone's life. And they just say, no, it didn't pass. So then this is never going to happen. So starvation wages continue.
So, and then, well, we wait a whole nother year and try to bring it up in another year after that. And then maybe 5 years down the line, we actually pass it. And I mean, what kind of sense does that make? We vote for y'all so y'all could put us in position to win, and y'all keep us losing, and we don't get to vote on that. So, like, why do these people get 5 and 6 year and 4 year and 2 year terms? Why do we even let these people stay in office? If you're not doing what you want, you should be going. Don't you work for us? Like, this is
exactly
crazy part. You are a public servant. You work for us. So you should be doing whatever we tell you to do. So if we're telling you to vote for that, then you need to be voting for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't care, man. I mean, I keep saying this. I'm going to say it too.
They don't. It just becomes more and more evident every day, because we're adults. We got to do adult shit. We got to pay attention to adult stuff, because it impacts each and everything that we do. I could lose my job tomorrow and have to take something or be blessed with a position where I would possibly make minimum wage. I can't live on that. So we had several senators vote no. I don't think it's going to pass. The problem that I have is Kamala Harris, who's our vice president, before she was elected, when she was running for president, and even when she was vice president, spoke. And there's audio of her stating that $15 minimum wage is a right and there's no way it shouldn't pass. And now she has the deciding vote and the ability to pass this into law.
Oh, well, then it's going into law then.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's going into law. They got you on camera. They got you. Listen.
They'll flip-flop all the time.
Listen, you can't flip-flop on this one.
Listen, yeah, you can.
No,
because they say stuff in the past all the time. Like, and when the lights is on, they don't do it.
The lights about to be on right now, and the lights is bright and big on you. Like, so, like, this is your opportunity to really, really ruffle some feathers and make a name for yourself, where you're going to play like one of the good old boys.
Oh, you're going to play the game.
Man.
I think she's going to tap dance, baby.
You better not tap dance on this one.
You know what I'm saying?
You better not.
Cha-cha.
Ooh.
Sammy Davis. Get ready for that.
Yeah. About the merengue.
Oh, hey.
Man, the whole works.
I hope she don't.
President Harris, I believe in you, man. I believe in you. Don't two-step on me. Don't two-step on the pretty boy's champ, man, for real.
This world needs you to make a stand for the people. And that ain't just black people. That's all people.
I mean, because it's
everyone.
It's white people, Mexicans, yes. All Asian people making minimum wage. They would love to double their pay. It ain't just black people. Like, it's all. Listen, I'm talking to poor people. Okay,
poor people. Yes, regular working
everyday poor people.
Yes,
they don't care about you.
They don't.
Man, you're a useless eater.
That's it.
That's it. That's the terminology that they use.
And you know what? To even get to buttress a point you had a second ago. If it was to pass, people get $15 minimum wage, you still aren't there.
I mean, that's nothing.
You still aren't there because it's so much time has passed. And then you said, well, the cost of living been going up.
Man, been going up.
So it's going to continue to go.
But if you double your money, you going to see that. Like there's no way if you making seven or whatever and you double it to 15 that you don't see.
You're going
to
feel great, man.
You're going to feel that. You're going to feel that in your check. Yes. You're going to feel that in your soul. You know what I mean? You're going to feel that in your house. You're going to be able to buy stuff, move. You're going to upgrade. You're going to be able to upgrade.
Yeah. You know what eggs me? When I see comments by regular people saying, oh, well, the economy don't got the money. I was like, man, what do you know about the economy? The economy don't got the money to raise your minimum wage, so you're against that? Like, how are you against it?
Man, just print off. Just you make the pay. You cut the trees. You make the paper. Print the money. Stop playing with me. I'm not trying to hear none of this. It's nothing but paper. It means absolutely nothing. Print off another trillion right now. You're bullshit ain't nothing, okay? You don't. The money doesn't account for nothing. It doesn't go anywhere. Nothing represents the American dollar anymore. Nigga, run the money. And cut it. You know what? Yeah. We're moving on to a different subject. Yeah. You know what? Let's lighten it up. Tyson Porter, let me hear something.
Man, okay. Let's talk about, I don't know if this is going to lighten it up, but we're going to talk about Wendy Williams.
Okay. All right. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So Wendy Williams, you know what I'm saying? She was on Dr. Oz recently. Dr. Oz pressed her on getting the vaccine, getting the shot. And she told him straight up, nah, I ain't getting that shit because I don't trust it. And I respect her for speaking truth to power.
Okay.
And saying, no, I don't trust your medicine, you know. So let's talk about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, the fact that she said no to it, spoke truth to power. Dr. Oz is pressing her. And multiple other, you know, celebrities are coming out saying, oh, you know, she's ignorant, you know, get the shot, this, that, and the other. How we feel about that, fellas?
You want to go? I got some. So. I definitely have the utmost respect for her, too. I think Dr. Oz is a hypocrite for blasting her, for stating what her choice is to not take the shot at this time, especially when we have video and audio of him in the past saying that him and his children are not vaccinated. Right. So I don't care if you show me a video tomorrow of you taking the shot, it's still my choice. And don't blast me when your views until this point have been to not be vaccinated. That's one thing. My viewpoint at this time is I choose not to be vaccinated. You know, I don't think that there's been enough work done on these vaccines, and I need to see more. I would hope that it works. I hope they all work. I don't want anybody to be sick or ill or fall victim to a vaccine when they're trying to save their life or trying to stay healthy. But I need to see more, you know, and, you know, I've heard certain things and I need to research it myself about how, of course, you know, our people created vaccinations and we should be more on board to do that. And it's like, that's all well and good, but also I seen the Tuskegee experiment and how vaccinations have been used against my people for hundreds of years to enact us and harm us, using us like guinea pigs and test dummies.
Can I ask you something?
Hit it.
Do you think, hypothetically speaking, hypothetically speaking, do you think that that there's something in the vaccination to harm melanated people? Just a question. Hypothetically speaking, do you think that they would do something like that?
Oh, are you talking to me or the genius? Because I know we about to light this whole thing on fire.
And damn motherfucking well.
Oh my God.
That there's shit in that vaccine that is geared to us getting up out of here, nigga.
Listen.
Oh man.
Every time there has been a substantial vaccine, they have pushed it towards black and brown people, and we have had a negative effect on us as far as our life and our living standards every single time, even with influenza vaccine and several more.
Man, they want us to take this vaccine so bad that even offering you weed, they offering you chicken sandwiches. Man, yo, come on,
no,
man.
You lying.
I ain't lying.
Yo.
Man.
Yo.
You lying.
I ain't lying. Come on, get this here chicken sandwich in this vaccine.
You
lying. I saw a doctor.
Man, this is crazy.
And she was a white doctor speaking to a group of people about the fact that she saw the inconsistencies about how vaccines were being pushed to black and brown people. And the fact that she had saw the research and of how it's affected us disproportionately. And they are touting this in our communities as racial justice. Mm. Have you seen this? This is true.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying getting the vaccine is a form of racial justice for our people.
Not only that, don't mean to cut you off.
Oh no,
I said this is reparations as well.
Yes.
So remember, I don't know what episode it was. It might have been two or three, maybe four. But I said, run the vaccine with that $150,000 check. Remember, I remember that. Yep, okay, yep. So. If this is reparations, you telling me this is a $300,000 check and a shot in the arm, right? Because
no paper for you.
Oh, see, you know.
They don't want to give you $15 an hour. What you they think they're gonna get?
They want to give you 15 G's a year. You think you're gonna get $300,000 with this shot?
Man,
you know what you're gonna get? $300,000 a CC something up in you.
Man,
it's like everything's a slap in the face, man. I mean, when I saw that too from that doctor talking about this is reparations and her speaking to the fact that they're saying this is a positive push for racial justice. What, who do you think you're talking to?
What racial justice does this represent? I'm just curious.
Exactly.
What actual racial justice does this represent?
Right.
None.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they just think that we're fools.
Man.
Well, you have Dr. Fauci coming out, and he's supposed to be the utmost forefront person on this, and he tells you, well, the vaccine really doesn't, you know, really cure this. I mean, so why the fuck are we taking this shit?
Yeah, that was that Chris Cuomo was interviewing him on CNN. Yeah. Dr. Fauci said, well, it doesn't really keep you from getting it again. And I said, whoa.
So it's supposed to not, you know what?
Is it keep you from dying?
It's supposed to keep you from dying. It's supposed to keep you from dying.
Because I guess the flu was like that too, because the flu was deadly as hell. And that was a biological weapon just like this is.
It's amazing. Where did the flu go?
The flu's still here.
Oh, the numbers. We'll pull those up. The flu just disappeared.
Yes, it did.
It just disappeared.
It's just hiding behind COVID. Everything is COVID.
COVID's a hold my beer.
Everything is COVID, right?
Man, come on, man.
COVID, man.
COVID, COVID, COVID. That's what your president used to say.
So, you know what, man? Shout out to Wendy Williams, man, for taking that stand.
Big up.
I don't know about these guys. I love you over here, so you know.
I got love for Wendy.
You got love for Wendy?
Yeah,
we ain't
no problem with
Wendy. How you doing?
You
know what I'm saying? All right. Baby doll loves
some Wendy. Yeah. And little mama loves.
Straight up.
I catch almost all the episodes at the crib. So she loves. We keep Wendy on replay.
Okay.
What we got, man?
It kind of just tied right into it to the first topic, which was the $15 minimum wage. It's the stimulus checks. By the time this airs, they might be out. But, I mean, we got so many people that are fighting this. The $15 minimum wage was tied into the COVID-19 relief bill. See, this is why it's such a fight.
Oh, so let me get this straight. The COVID relief bill and the 15 was tied together, right? Now they split them so they can, pass one and not the other? I'm confused. Or pass
all of these bills have hundreds of things in them. We think that COVID-19 bill is just a check. That's not true. They're passing all kinds of different legislation that you don't know is happening. Laws, bills, everything are going into these things. And that's what causes the bargaining process. So they know that everybody needs the money. But it's like, all right, how much money? Then they argue that. Then they say, well, people need minimum wage relief. And they're like, well, we don't want that. Well, you got to have it or we're not going to pass the bill. It's like they're just debating your life every single day.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yeah. And tit for tat, tit for tat. And it's just like, stop playing with this as it's like a game for you. Yeah. And it's real people's lives out here you dealing with, this tit for tat. Right. And blue against red, bloods against Crips, like in the center on the house of the floor, right? Man, ain't what you're saying, right?
It's exactly it. And so it's supposed to be 2 G's initially.
Okay. Right, that's what it was, man.
Then they talked it down to 14 G's because your president is a...
soft?
He like to compromise.
He's soft?
With the guys who don't like him.
He's soft?
Because he's one of them. They're all together.
So you're saying he's one of them and not soft?
Talk about it, genius.
Man, this is WWE. this is a show, man.
Just a show.
Just a show.
SmackDown, you know, or Raw.
Oh, man.
Or a form of both every time.
All of it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? WCW.
WCW.
Come on, man.
NWO. And we'll get into that in the show. But, yeah, man, they don't give a fuck, man. The numbers keep coming down. You know what I'm saying? They started out with the two G's. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, hey, man, vote Democrat, this, that, and the other. We take over Georgia, this, that, and the other. We'll get you those 2 G's. And now...
They took over Georgia, and now we don't get the 2 G's. What's up with the $50,000 for the student loan? I'm trying to see. Yo, what's happening with that?
I got news on that. Talk about your boy Joe Biden again.
Yeah, give it to me. Because you know what? I'm running up a check right now on the student loan guy.
Joe already said he ain't doing 50. He said that 2 weeks ago.
What is he doing?
He said he may do 10.
You know, I was about to say something crazy.
He said he may do 10. He said he not doing 50,000. And I'm like, ain't that all right, Joe, just get me 10.
Ain't that how you got in the office, though, swinging that?
All of that. They swinging the 15 minimum wage. They swinging that. All of that. But, you know, when
you talked it up. You talked it up. And then when you got in there, you short stroked it.
Well, that's what they always do. They short stroke it. Hey,
that was my example, too. Well, hey, baby, you know, I got this and that.
Yeah, that's how they do. I'm about to pipe you down real nice and proper. And then you find out. Here she is. You can't even get it up.
Dude, you find out that car was a rental.
That's a damn limit.
My suit got the tag still on it.
Oh, man.
Taking it back.
But he sure as hell got money for warheads.
Oh, man.
Billions of dollars.
Don't we always?
USA does. Obama, Syria.
Yeah,
we can drop millions out the sky.
Billions.
Billions out the sky, but we can't. That's what I said, man. Stop playing with me. It's just paper. Print it and cut it up.
Man.
Who you think you're talking to? Man. It's paper. You could burn it right now. It don't mean nothing for real.
Right.
It only means something because you say it means something.
Right.
So... print it up and make some more.
Right.
Next topic.
Yeah, so this ties kind of into it too because we're talking about COVID. COVID is always something that's part of our lives, of course. So
no.
Texas governor, whoever the hell your name is, dude, opening up the state, going against the federal government, the presidential mask mandate, saying that no one has to wear masks anymore. They're 100% open, businesses, restaurants, sports, and everything. So, ain't that a move?
So, as a president, do you send in the National Guard and shut that down? Ain't that how you do that, right? You the president, right? You know, once they acting out of pocket, let's just send the National Guard in, pull him on, relieve him on his duties real quick.
Oh, Mississippi did it too, by the way.
Oh, I guess we're relieving the whole South of their duties right now. Then I guess we going down there and have to relieve cats of their position because they think they bigger than the whole.
Man. I mean, I know they believe in states' rights because that's a thing. That's a good old boy thing. Mm-hmm. States' rights. How can you do that? We still suffering this pandemic every single day. You see people dying. Everybody ain't vaccinated. We don't even know if that's working out right, but you just making up your mind to do this because you are not following this president. You following the old law. You following 45's word. 45 is out, by the way. We should talk about that fool. He just spoke at a conference. He running for president in 2024, man. I mean, it's all out here, man. So I just think it's foolish. We were talking about the masklessness. What you got on that? What y'all got on that?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see now, you know, Texas and Mississippi are going to be guinea pigs. We'll see, you know, how they respond. You know, 100% open. Okay, are they going to get sick again? You know, all that good shit. And if that works out, then you'll start to see other states kind of opening back up. And I think people like to get back to normal, you know, and not have to wear a mask everywhere. So really, this is a testing ground for a lot of the other states to see how Texas and Mississippi, you know, how they go through this.
I mean, to me, it's like
reckless,
no doubt. And I like America because this is where I'm from.
America.
Right.
America.
Because this is where I live.
This is all you know.
It's all I know. But how, and that's why I hate these self, you know, centered patriots, false patriot people out here. Like, how can you say we're going to be maskless and open 100% when the U.S. was the last one to do anything? And the rest of the world is still masked up. So you the last one to come in the door, but you the first one to open it. Like, what? Makes no sense. But they don't got to make any sense.
And we lead the world. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we lead the world in COVID.
U.S. the quarterback. Last one in the building. First one out the door. How many championships you win like that with a quarterback like that? Right. Just saying.
We keep talking about richest country in the world. I don't even believe that.
Richest country?
This ain't the richest. Who make everything?
China make everything, don't they?
Oh.
Well.
Ooh, that's another topic right there.
Somebody talk to me.
You said the cold word.
The resources and the natural resources really come from Africa.
No doubt. So we're talking about richest country. But maybe I should say wealthiest. That's not even us either, to be honest to me. You know, I think it still got to be China.
But you know, Japan rip everything off from them. So it might be Japan.
Japan tiny, man. They ain't,
yeah,
they
you
ain't
know,
China.
But you know, they rips everything from China.
Speaking of China.
Speaking of the big C. Talk to me about
that. Why is there being a narrative pushed that Black and brown people are racist against people of Asian ethnicity? Like, that's a thing.
Man, that's not even a real thing. You know, I had this conversation last night, actually, man. The thing is that why is every other race, and what happened was, I was watching Richard Pryor. It was a Richard Pryor documentary, and George Lopez got on there, and he said that Richard Pryor was the only Black man that they were even allowed to watch in his house growing up. And I said, how could that be? How can Latinos and Asians and other Africans be racist against Black people? This makes no sense to me. I'm confused by this whole narrative. And then you flip it around. Like, that's what I'm saying. How you do flip it around and play victim when you the one that spewed the hate towards us?
Well, I know that, and like I said, I don't think that there should be hate towards us from any other race, because I believe me, the way that this country was set up is for those in power who were whites or Europeans like that to control and be above. And that's what it is. It don't matter who you are, what minority you are, you all experience racism. And I'm not even saying that Chinese people don't experience racism from Black people. That definitely happens, but it's not the majority. I mean, 45 was calling us the Kung Flu, the Chinese flu. And I know you were getting far more racism from them, but the narrative that's being pushed on television and on the news, and I even see this movie coming out about some Chinese dude going to school playing basketball with a Black girlfriend. It's like just flooding it now. And it's like, this is not a thing. This is, Black people aren't just going around and being racist to Chinese or even or Asian people
Asian
at all.
People at all.
I mean, it's not that big of those Trump supporters
were
at you.
The other way around. I don't think y'all cats is fully embracing this. Like, other cultures do not embrace us. They like to borrow and use our culture.
They don't respect us.
And where they can, but they don't embrace us.
You're right.
So this idea and this narrative that we don't allow, like, are you kidding me?
I'm inclined to agree.
Are you kidding me right now? That we're like, why are they playing victim?
Where was the outrage when, you know, a lot of the Asian brothers and sisters were knocking black women upside the head? I mean, that was happening like all last year, just getting beat down.
Right.
Ain't nobody say nothing.
Nobody said nothing about
but
that.
But this is a damn movie. And now all of a sudden, blacks is racist against Asians.
I'm like, where did this even come from? It was on ABC. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah. Just a narrative created.
Well, Jeremy Lin, you know, he came out and said, you know.
But he didn't say black. He didn't say who did it.
I mean.
I respect Jeremy Lin for coming out.
What's the percentage of the league? Black players in the league?
I get it. I mean, he experiences racism. That could have been a baited question for that man. Like, are you experiencing racism?
You lived in New York. Of course you experienced racism from everybody. From white players, from black players. And you probably didn't even experience racism from black players. You probably experienced what we already see is, how is this bum getting more playing time over me? How was this because he had one good game, now he's able to take, he got the green light. When I work way harder and I'm a much better player than him, why does he get the green light? Like, are you kidding? Like, it has nothing to do with racism and everything to do with skill when we're talking about this situation. Like, man, let's be honest, man. You're playing, you're getting the nod, and you're getting the green light because you had two good games. Miss me. You can't even go left.
Yeah, he only had one hand.
Come on, man.
Well, we were lucky to have him because we didn't have nobody.
Come on, man. Come on.
You know, and respect due to the Asian community. They're not all like that. I mean, I got a friend of mine.
Nah, man, don't be like that.
No. I'm going to come with it.
Don't be like that white dude that be like, I got black friends.
I got an Asian friend, okay? And it opened my eyes to the racism that they do experience. You know, he's Korean-American. You know, he lived in Colorado. We used to talk all the time because this was in the infancy of us starting the show before we did this. And he would tell me, like, yeah, man, I've experienced racism from all races. You know, people have said these things to me, and I'm like, wow. They opened my eyes because usually I can only see my plight. I try to see other people's thing like that, you know. But he was a respectful dude, good dude, and we got along really well. But I'm sure they experienced racism. It's just not blacks against Asians, and that is the narrative that is being pushed. I agree with you. How we're being viewed and how we're seen and not respected. I think that is true.
You know,
I don't like the way we're being put, that narrative is being pushed right now.
It's
when I know it's them with the Kung Flu and all of that shit.
It's sickening to me to think that this is a narrative completely fictional, completely pushed, and people just buy into this. It's just really sad to see, man.
It's like, I got love, we got love, but where you got to have love for us. That's it. I'm gonna love you until you slap me in my face. Like, I respect, this is how I live my life. I give respect until you give me a reason not to. That's it.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm getting off of that, man. That's ridiculous, this whole thing. What you got for me, TP? I got a surprise topic for y'all, man. But
some money, man.
I almost want to hear what the surprise topic you is. Hear,
let's go.
What you got?
I can't help it, man. I'm a sports guy. So it's All-Star Weekend, man. Yeah. And the Jazz are in first place in the West, man, but they got three All-Stars now, but they had two All-Stars, man, and we got the LBJ team and the team Durant, right? Somebody just explain, how did Donovan Mitchell go last or second to last in the draft?
Yeah, damn.
And then it's a big deal. It's a big deal because, like, is it his last name? The Spider? Is that why he went last?
It could be the fact that no one really gives a damn about Utah.
Is he on Durant's team?
Yeah, he's on Durant's team.
So he went after Julius.
Julius Randle went before Donovan Mitchell.
By the way, if we go back, somebody told me about Julius Randle, and if that was who you were banking on, then that shows you're a Knicks fan. That man is averaging a double-double and in the All-Star game. Julius Randle's balling.
Oh, my God, man.
Julius Randle, we're going to give you a contract.
Look, Mike Conley's in the All-Star game this year. Wow.
Mike Conley got in, too?
He got in because Booker got hurt. I don't know what happened to Booker last night, but
Julius Randle balling.
Mike Conley got in, man. So that's his first All-Star game in 20 seasons. Congratulations, Mike Conley.
Damn.
I swear to God, I'm not even lying.
It's the way you saying that it make a congratulations, Mike Conley. 20 seasons.
It shocked me just right there. Like, damn, Mike Conley got it?
Hey, Mike Conley is a strong player, though. He's been good in the league for a long time.
Okay. All right.
20 years. Congratulations.
Man.
Mike Conley, you can come on the show anytime.
All right, man. So just how did Don... But Julius Randle and Vucevic went before Donovan Mitchell?
Vucevic into there? Oh, shit.
Damn.
He shouldn't have made it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's clearly...
Donovan Mitchell, yes.
That's clearly no respect for Utah,
come
man.
Come on, man. Yeah. Hold on, you man. Yeah. Like you disrespectful.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert went last.
Okay.
Like, damn, Sabonis. Sabonis son went before Donovan Mitchell.
Damn, for real? Damn, these names from Indiana?
This is where the league is.
Shit. Yeah, man. You know what I mean?
Like, Sabonis shouldn't have made it.
Zach LaVine went before Donovan Mitchell.
Now, Zach LaVine is nasty.
Come on, man. But Donovan Mitchell, they're number one in the West right
yeah.
now.
That's I mean, true. Yeah, that's hella disrespectful.
Dude, he's averaging 25 points a game. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Can I talk about this is just a pet peeve. I just want to throw this out here real quick. Yep, you know what I'm saying? Yep, but it's just cats. Like, I like Donovan Mitchell. He reminds me a lot of D-Wade.
Okay.
But you know what I hate? I hate cats who got nice game with an ugly-ass jersey number. That 45 is ugly-ass shit. It does something to me when I see cats who got sweet game with an ugly-ass number. You know what I'm saying? Like Luka Doncic's number 77. That shit, it's just a small pet peeve. I'm just throwing it out there real quick.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, back to Utah, man. That's hella disrespectful.
Hold on. Can we pause the NBA real quick? All right, so we was watching NFL Sunday one day, man, and we watching the Browns, and my wife comes into the room, and she was like, who is the Browns quarterback? I don't like him. I don't even know his name, but he just don't look sweet in his equipment.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I'm in love.
He just don't look sweet in his equipment.
He don't look sweet in his equipment. That's what she said. Like, you know, some guys look real sweet, and he's like, he don't look sweet. I don't like their quarterback. He don't look sweet in his equipment.
Man.
Back to the bad numbers.
Oh, man. Yeah,
that plays a part. You know what I'm saying? You got to look it, you know what I'm saying, too, sometimes, you know. But, yeah, man, damn.
Is it the non-crispy lineup, too? Because, you know, he don't keep a crispy lineup.
Well, damn, nobody keeps a crispy lineup anymore. I mean
he ain't got the stop, Kevin man. Durant. Yeah,
Kevin Durant don't
shout
even.
Out to Pringles, man, for the crispy lineup, man.
The official barber of conscious by nature. But, man, well, let's get into the haircuts and cats just not caring about grooming or nothing that, man. God. KD, man, I mean, you got all these millions. You can't get a brush. I mean, you just can't work that.
I don't even talk about KD no more. It's been too long. He had not brushed his hair in like 10 years.
What is them little BBs like that used to that curl up on the side? Remember when the cat was little and never brushed his hair?
Those are naps. That's what that is.
Naps.
Pull that shit, it's going to hurt. Like, you just got to cut your hair.
Like, come on, man. We don't believe in grooming anymore. We don't.
Nah, okay.
Y'all don't know what a T outliner is. You know what I'm saying?
Cass seen what happened to the Chiefs, man, when they went to the barber. Cass got that COVID, man. Cass like, yeah, I'm staying up the shop.
God damn.
But you know what? Your barber can't make a house call. $100 slide through. Come cut me.
I mean,
in the league, no doubt. That's just exactly. Cass ready to come to your crib.
That's amazing to me. Like, you just can't get your beard lined up, Harden. I mean, you can't even trim it.
Yeah, Harden look a fool.
I mean, what is them little braids he got?
I don't know what he working, man, with, man.
Like, them ain't dreads, but what is
that? I don't know, man. Mini locks?
Plats. Them is plats. Them is them old school plats.
There's nothing to it. I've never really.
Cadillac records. Greasy hair.
I never really trusted a ball with braids, man. With dreads. Allen Iverson, shout out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
With the dreads, it just never fit with me. I don't know.
Where was we, man?
Man, we still talking about Utah. Motherfuckers don't care about y'all, man. Y'all probably going to get bounced out the first round again.
Yeah, if they see the late show, they going to be gone. So, yeah, man. You know, I just...
bring that up. That made me want to talk. Y'all making a move, L.A.?
They was talking about Blake Griffin when I looked at my reports earlier, man. So, no, you think? No, we actually need an athletic rebounder. You let McGee.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Howard go. This dude. So, you know what? We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. TP, what you got for me?
Man, so Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon came out and said, hey, man, I don't believe one man is supposed to be with one wife. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I believe that we should be fruitful and multiply with multiple women.
Okay.
And have multiple wives. How do we feel about that? Like,
I'm on board with it.
Speak on it then.
All right, man. So I understand what he's saying. And I understand what he's getting at. And for real, that's how it always been. And that's how it is around the world. Only here do we call, we give it a name and make it not morally right, polygamy and all that, but everywhere around the world, men have up to four wives. I mean, it's just like, no, that's why, like, simple instincts is a man to be with multiple women. To ask a man to be with one woman, you ask him to go against instinct, and when he does that, you should honor that man, okay? Because he's really going against the natural order of life. Just like a man can have multiple women pregnant, a woman can't be pregnant by multiple men. She can be pregnant by one man, one time, one period. Go ahead. You want to speak on it?
So,
I got more.
When you say all over the world, my question is where? Because I don't see that in some parts of the East. And what the knowledge that I know, well, I'm talking about Far East.
We're Far East.
Okay, like Asia, East Asia.
Okay.
And then when I think about it, like you said, like I thought it was more of a religious thing or a way of life. And that, and the term, only term I do know is polygamous. Because I seen guys like Brother Polite and other people that I know of that do have more than one wife. I do feel, see, I'm using words like emotionally now because I don't have facts for myself, that a man is supposed to have one so that they can be locked and intertwined spiritually with that one. And that's just how I feel about it. Of course, you can make multiple seeds, but the fact that that woman has that one seed, I think is more powerful because she holds the ability to create life. A man maybe can have more opportunities to make more than one, but when you give that one, see, now I'm talking spiritual.
Right, again. Right, right. Spiritual, but we talking just the order of life in general. Like,
so what makes you believe that we're supposed to be
because
that?
Because just on an instinctual man. Some days I'm just completely in love with my wife and I don't see nobody else. And that shit go on for how long? And then some days I cannot look at every woman I see. And that's not because I don't love my wife any less. That's today the instincts.
Order of attraction. Okay.
It's not the order of attraction. It's the instincts of a man. It's what we do. Mm-hmm. We could be completely in love with a woman and still go sleep with somebody and it mean completely nothing to us because that is our instinctual. That's what we do. So, but when you talk about multiple wives, it's rules to that, you know, and a lot of cultures breaking all the rules now. You know what I mean? Wife one, and it's called a sister wife.
Okay.
Wife one has to approve of wife two. So really, wife one and wife two need to be sisters.
Yeah.
And then husband can date wife two and see if that's good for him. You understand? But wife one has to approve of wife two. And then one and two have to approve of three. And one, two, and three have to approve of four. And that's how the order of life things go. But like
system.
Men is breaking all the rules because they got wife one and they just want to sleep around. So they'll go out and get wife two without even respecting the law.
It's structured to it.
It's supposed to be structured to everything.
I think I can't remember who the gentleman was, but he said something similar like wife one and then wife two co-signs off of wife one and so forth and so on. Wife one handles the food and the cooking. Wife two handles the education for the children. Wife three handles the economics.
Exactly. It's a like, and if you were to apply that notion in a place like America. We talked about not having a middle class. That automatically puts you middle class. 1, 2, 3, 4 paychecks in a home. And yes, you got a lot of kids, but that's a big home. And that's a lot of paychecks going around. Like, and in some instances, wife one has her own house. Wife two has her own house. Wife three has her own house. Wife four has her own house. It really depends on how you set up your structure. But at the end of the day, it should be structured and understood.
You know, I see your point. Because, you know, when we talk about it in just a very simplistic way, we're all animals. Okay? And if I'm a lion, mates with whoever he wants. He has a pride, and he has several women in that pride. When he feels like mating, he does, and that's how you get your cubs that come from that. So at the basic level, we're animals in that way, and that's how all animals are. They don't really tie down. They just, that male can do things like that. So I see that from that point of view, you know. And I guess culturally, it's been adjusted, because when we evolved from that intrinsic place, we chose to be monogamous. Mm-hmm. And not all cultures are that way. And not all people choose that way of life.
But when did that start becoming a thing, monogamy? Because, like, that's a great question, because every time I read a book, past due, it states that a man has multiple. Like, so when did monogamy really become the normal or the morality? Like, because at one point in time, somebody said having multiple wives or being with multiple women was wrong and it was immoral and you couldn't do it. But, like, at what point in time did that happen? And because we in America have adapted that way. And there is, you know.
I've also heard that when people say they want to have, you know, more than one wife, they said the reason why people mess up is because you want to have that, but you can't take care of them. Mm-hmm. They said you have to be able to say take that care you can take care of however many wives you have. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's very interesting.
But you fail to realize, like, in other places, like, the cost of living is completely different. If you was to take on wives here, women, you could take on it's a certain independence that you got here. Like, it's a threshold here where you could really make something happen for yourself. Like, it's almost the government. We had this conversation, me and my wife, like, man, it's a legit thing. Like, you don't want a household bringing in, a regular people bringing in, like, $450,000, $500,000, $500,000 in one household. And then, you know, that's really, really possible when you're dealing in this type of situation. And you talking about a nice house, 5, 6, 10 acres. You can raise we talk about generational wealth. This is a start of generational wealth. Like, you know what I mean? That's a start of it, where you're putting your whole family on acres of land. Like, it's a scary thought for America to allow that, because that would really allow people to come up if you had the right mindset, because, you know, people abuse everything. Yeah. So this is no different. Like, people are abusing the vaccines and abusing it. People abuse everything, so it wouldn't be any different. I'm just talking about it from a conscious, logical, financial standpoint, and just an honest and true with your relationship with your mate, you know what I mean, and your significant other. Like, you know, this is an honest, open conversation. It's not no lying or trying to trick you or cheat you. Like,
hey,
and I feel like not enough relationships have them those conversations and shit, man. So
I wonder how women feel. You know, so let's say you get into that situation, wife 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, and you know what they say, you know. Second place is, you know, was the first loser.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, women are emotional. And I'm sure at some point, number two would like to be number one. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, you got to have your shit solid A1 if you're doing that.
For right? sure.
You know? But I wonder, at some point,
but see, but
does that break down?
No, it doesn't break down because you've already had it understood. Mm-hmm. It breaks down when you got a wife and then you get a side chick. And side chick eventually want to be the wife. But you already got a wife. And then you take another wife and she understood that she never going to be wife. Even if wife number one dies, she's still going to be wife number two, fam. Like, period. Because wife number one is dead. She's still wife number two, regardless wow. of what happens. Like, you're making a commitment. It's not like this fickle situation. You know what I mean? We talking about real commitment to the cause.
Wow, that's a great conversation. That's interesting, man. That's a lot of different views right there.
And I'm sure we're going to get some comments. Please comment on that, ladies. Please talk to us about that.
That's a great one.
You know what? Next time we bring it up, we'll have a female guest on, and we'll definitely delve into that relationship thing more and really get y'all perspective on that. So I know y'all heard us three talk. Y'all probably got a lot to say about that. We're going to have somebody on for y'all so y'all can talk about that too. So
I'm excited to hear what they have to say in the comment section.
Would they like to be wife one, two? Would they like to share that role? It'd be interesting to hear.
Yeah, for sure. Good show today, man. Take us out of here, TP.
Man, again, thank you. We appreciate everybody coming through. We appreciate people sending love to us, man. Throwing some cash in the Cash app, man. Yeah. Shout out to my homie Jay for showing love, man. But again, just thank you for rocking with us, tuning in to us every week, every Friday. And we'll be back next week.
Man. D. Lamar.
Hey, so just keep a positive focus on your family and try to stay safe out there. Oh, Spotify, we on there. Check us out. You know, you can follow us on Spotify, listen in the car or work, wherever. Share it with your family. You know, have those important and very well thought out conversations with your family and friends. We love you.
That's it for here at Conscious by Nature, man. Money Mac, the Pretty Boys Champ, man. Much love to you and yours. Thank you for tuning in. Stay conscious next week, everybody.
Peace.
Everybody, this is the host Money Mac, the Pretty Boy Champ, for the scholar D. Lamar and the genius Tyson Area 51 Porter. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Conscious by Nature. Stay conscious, everybody.